out of the airport in Miami and go to the people mover and go right to the station. This is collective bargaining at the University of Central Florida between the University of Central Florida Board of Trustees bargaining team and the University of Central Florida United Chapter of the United Faculty of Florida's bargaining team, and it is May 22nd. And we are passing out the minutes.
When you're having fun.
Oh, that's right. We've got one on June 7th. Okay, good.
What's this pen?
Do you like it? Did you say?
I stole it, but I like it.
It was an offering that's not had anything to do with me.
Look good?
No, it's my attorney.
Okay.
Mason, look good?
I went to talk to her about a statement.
The minutes look good, Mike.
Good. All right, so the minutes are acceptable to all. And we can move forward. John, the last time we met, you mentioned that you were going to bring a 16, and we were talking about bringing a 16, and so we were thinking that so we're not throwing things back against each other, that maybe you would give us yours and we'll play off that.
Ours isn't quite ready yet.
Okay.
Sorry. We have just some things to highlight.
Okay.
Well, so we can give it to you we actually track changes off of your version.
Okay, good.
So.
All right.
Okay. Well, then we'll wait.
We'll wait.
Yeah, we can probably at a caucus get it at least up before we can see it.
We haven't put up a version of 16 yet.
No. Not of ours.
Okay, so
but we tracked off of yours, your version.
You tracked off status quo?
Well, actually off of your version. So there are a bunch of things that we said okay to, and we've got that highlighted so you can see them.
For 16?
Yeah. I think 16?
Oh, no. You're right. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm thinking a different one.
That's fine.
I'm thinking a different one.
Well, whatever. It all sounds good.
But you said in your email you were going to bring some stuff, so that's what you're
doing.
And we have before we get without further ado, we should update you on the bargaining thing since that has some time relevance.
There was a question about the independent studies and thesis and that kind of thing, and I did talk to the provost, and she's reluctant to renew that because you don't have to do a syllabus form; you just have to do a contract. Which is like a page, basically, saying, you know, what the goal, what the objectives are for the course, and you sign it, and the student signs it. So she was like, that doesn't seem like it's a big deal.
Because in CAW, they were requesting a syllabus. We have contracts, but maybe just let the administrators know.
I think they were aware there was a little stumble at the beginning, but I think that they're aware that they need to have a form that's easy to replicate for everyone. Yeah. So there was a miscommunication from a staff person.
Yeah, because they were expecting a syllabus, six-page syllabus. And there is no six-page syllabus.
No, yeah.
And that was premature, so that was just an error on someone's part that's been figured out.
As long as it's clear, it's a contract.
It's a contract, yeah. You don't have to do a syllabus. And I think you'd probably do those with
contract
or something similar.
We do some. It's a little, it depends on the department. Like in my department, we have something, yes.
Yeah.
But some departments don't.
I think they're trying to come up with a sort of a standardized form that if you don't have them, that would be easier for people to use. So.
Yeah, I know COS has one.
Yeah.
It's a one pager. They could probably copy COS's form.
Yeah.
I think that's
why
just
when I mentioned it to her, she was like, "Well, I think that's a really good deal because that's so simple."
Yeah, they're not supposed to do anything until the fall, and so COD just sort of pulled the trigger too early. Someone made a mistake, and so they weren't prepared with forms and stuff like that. That's what that little bobble was, but it's not.
Okay.
I don't think somebody'd be concerned about.
Okay, so where do we stand on the impact bargaining then?
Well, I think if that is accepted, that was the one question you had for us. We'd given you something last week, and I think we might have made a change or two. I can't remember, but we, I think we're pretty much in agreement at this point.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm looking. I've got our proposal.
Okay, I can give you
make sure I've got. Yeah, this is the same one, just.
Yeah.
What did you just hand up, Sherry?
The UFF proposal number two.
Okay. Just because I need to.
Yeah.
Oh, so. All right, let me make sure. So you're in agreement with this?
Yeah.
Are we in agreement with our own proposal?
Going once, going twice.
Make sure we.
Just put it aside for a minute and we'll. I need to rush it.
Yeah, I just saw one thing.
Well, why don't you do this? We're stacking up before caucus, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, let me see.
Yeah, if you have something new you want to do, or because I wasn't clear from your email.
Yeah. So we've got an article, the evaluation file article
okay.
12, right?
11.
11. 12.
11 and 12. Whatever.
All right. Where did I put that?
Does anyone need it? We were advised.
Yes, slightly, but we'll see what they're.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I gotta figure out where I put it.
Dang it.
I'm looking for
your copies.
Our second. No, yeah, I'm looking for my copies.
Well, I know John, you put some copies back by the back.
Unless somebody else is as organized as we are.
It looks really organized, though.
Well, it was. The problem is I changed my organization process. That's what I shouldn't have done.
I have to adapt to a new scheme.
But you came in with it.
Okay, John, your backpack is now officially designated the same way my desk is. The black hole of Calcutta. Where things go to die or get lost, never to be seen again.
It's like that other sock in the dryer.
Mm-hmm. I found two socks in my washer. How did I miss those?
Because they're probably like
they were stuck underneath the
the agitator.
I find them in the corner of the sheets, you know, the fitted sheets. That's where they like to hide.
In the
fitted sheets. Sometimes I find the socks years later and I don't use the flannel sheets or something.
I know why, because we didn't print anything out because we were close the last time, right?
Okay.
So,
sort of.
Which article you took a minute
of? The
evaluation file one.
You did have a page there.
No, not for this one.
Oh, okay.
Because this is one where we said, because this is our second proposal. And I've got a note that said that they might have some language tweaks, but there was a good chance we might TA it next time. All right, so now I'm remembering. That's why we didn't.
Okay.
We were waiting to see what you had.
All right. Let's see.
Sorry.
Let me see what you've got.
Do we have enough?
Yeah, I think we do.
But,
we'll get into rhythm eventually.
I can shut out the numbers for you.
Yeah, it's just a
one page.
One sheet.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Manimal. And we will.
Thanks.
I can pretty much go through this. And Chuck has a piece to talk about. I have a piece to talk about. Well, no, Mike has a piece to talk about.
Are those copies of that statute?
Yes. Or,
I can pass this up to you.
Okay, on 11.1.
We don't have one yet.
It's coming.
Yes.
It's coming.
We are just off our cadence.
I'm moving as fast as
I
can.
I know.
It's like the checkout line at the Walmart.
It's time for another Fenway story.
Sorry to distract you, John.
We had a proposal.
We had a proposal.
Tracking changes on your one.
Okay.
And this is tracking changes on it.
This is tracking. This is tracked.
Hopefully from status
from
quo.
Yours.
No, I think that's tracked from status quo.
No, because it has some of their language in it.
I think we put it in there.
I track this.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Some of the tracking that we had on our previous proposal.
Yeah. All right, so we agreed, the idea of being in a mainstream electronic format was fine. We didn't really weren't too excited about having all the little examples because that gets kind of tricky. Access, this is where I think we may have a little bit of a, we may have to just talk this out because we changed what we said the employee may numerically paginate the physical materials in the file. The problem that we're having, I think, and I'm going to let Chuck talk about this as soon as I'm going to shut up in a minute, with the electronic format and this piece of it is the way records are now being kept in some of our colleges. And too bad Lee's not here because I think he knows about this in COPA, but anyway.
Yeah, COPA, for example, has all the annual reports submitted as electronic documents, and they end up in ViewStar.
What's that?
ViewStar is that's where they end up. It's a system that the university uses, grad studies uses it to look at documents, basically. So,
you know ViewStar, right?
But there's not a physical file.
I'm sorry, what's it called again?
ViewStar.
Yeah. You need to pay
it's $300 access fee, an annual access fee for a license, yes.
Per user?
Per year.
Per user.
Oh,
per user.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All the people who do admissions in our department have access to it to see the student CVs and that sort of transfer from the world.
So as the university is going to more and more electronic documents, yeah, this is one example. Maybe at some point we get the cost associated with this one a little bit more under control. But the point is there's not always a physical file that can be paginated.
You can make a copy of the file, but you can't, like, go in. Like, you used to have binders, and you could just go in and pull your binder off the shelf and flip through it. Now you're not going to be able to do that unless you print it out.
Yeah, I see the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody wants to go electronic. I mean,
it saves the world, right?
Yeah.
Well, we hadn't incorporated that in either of our proposals earlier. We just said, oh, yeah, we'll do it electronic, and then, yeah, you'll be paginating these hard copies that don't exist.
And it's also the one thing is that now you'll have materials in both worlds where you, unless the plan is to digitize all of the existing materials, I know. Is it going to be electronic only? Is it going to be a hybrid of existing? Like, for instance, my evaluation file goes back to 2003. It's sitting in a drawer somewhere, and then some of my, and then going more recently, all my stuff is electronic.
When we spoke with Ross Wolf last week, he said that what COPA has been doing is bringing things up to current. So there are some people who have their entire file electronic that they've gone back and entered that information, so it's available in ViewStar. The entire college is not at that point yet, as I understand. But the goal, at least in COPA, I believe, is to get everybody fully in this system.
Well, plus they're going to be moving colleges.
I was just
going to
say.
Be more portable to distribute.
Now, I don't know every
good point. Right.
Yeah, it's going to do that. Right. But at some point, you can see the handwriting on the wall.
So if you want to access the file, how would you go about doing it?
Well, you would I think there'd be two ways. You would either let the person, let the department, whoever keeps it, I don't know if it would be the department secretary, the department chair, I don't know who keeps the files, but you'd go and say, you know, I either want a hard copy, and they would print it out for you. Or not everybody may use ViewStar. Some other departments may use a different, more easily accessible form, which in which case you could go and just,
you can put it on a USB drive. It's that simple because the ViewStar contains PDF files, so you can just store them, right, John?
Well, I think ViewStar protects them in such a way that it's not easy to just make a PDF.
I've never had a problem doing it. I use it weekly.
I've never used the platform because we don't.
Okay.
My department or
they submit them in Cobblestone a lot that way, and we just can
save them.
What's Cobblestone?
Cobblestone is a big it's the contract tracking software for the institution.
Yeah.
Travel.
Yeah, okay. Everything
stuff.
That
anything with money.
Yeah, anything that gets that has to have attorney
or
review
or legal stuff
comes through our office on Cobblestone. So it comes on ViewStar very frequently.
So you don't want the employee to have to pay for access to ViewStar in order to be able to view your
No.
But we can still get electronic documents
in another form.
Mainstream form. Yes. PDF is a mainstream form.
Yeah.
Right.
You
so
the problem is you may not be able to the. What I'm looking at this is maybe, I mean, we went back to normally within the same business day, but it might not be because depending on what you.
If they're separate PDFs, it will take a lot of time. Bring it up, save it. You know what I mean? Like that might take time. I don't know how people are storing the records, but if they're storing them as individual different things, your annual report for 1 year, you want a certificate, or you earn a certificate, all these things would be different records, and so you'd have to bring them up and save them, or print them.
Kind of like, it's not like a promotion,
tenure. I understand.
Yeah.
Binder where it combines it all.
So what, you want 2 days?
The timeline is just what we're, I think, more than anything concerned
right.
with.
Right. Yeah, the person, because of the licensing agreement, there may only be one person in the unit who's got access to this. If that person happens to be on annual leave when the request is made, it's not going to be possible, perhaps, to fulfill that request right away. The person's going to have to return from leave.
I'm just curious from the institution's perspective of why these records aren't being kept in, like, PeopleSoft or something that the employee has a secure access to one unified portal to kind of access through there.
If we could do it with PeopleSoft. First, it's already a huge thing, but you every time you bolt something on, you've added another $1 million or something. So,
I think that's something.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, if someone's off on leave, there shouldn't be just one person in the department who has access to that. I mean, if someone's on leave, you got to have somebody else who's got the access.
And at the college level, too.
Well, yeah, the college level, too, yeah.
And the administrator, but
yeah.
The chair having access and the chair knowing how to access might be different.
Behavior versus access.
Well, you understand the problem, so we can move on, just that you because mm-hmm. you understand the concept.
Well, but I'm trying to figure out the issue about paginating the physical materials. So,
what's the rationale for that? Why would you want to do that?
Well, that's what I was wondering from your perspective. What's the rationale for doing that?
Well, if somebody desperately wants to paginate, and I mean, I wasn't aware that you could do that. I mean, I know that I can get access and can get things in ViewStar that I can get it in a form that I can edit. So I guess you could. I guess you wouldn't have to have just the physical.
Oh, that's what you were worried about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Being able to edit.
So maybe that's not relevant anymore then? If we can get it in PDF?
You can still edit PDFs.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm sure
I'm
wasn't aware
to
of
that.
Yeah.
The same way an electronic file can automatically be paginated.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, the purpose of the pagination is we all want to refer to the document on page 9 or page 27 or whatever.
Well, actually, there's a different reason for it.
Okay,
yeah, because you also don't want somebody taking something.
Yeah, you don't want things being moved in and out of the file.
Yeah.
But then you would have an electronic record, right?
Yeah.
Unless someone's really good about knowing how to make that disappear, right?
Depends on the system. It depends if it's ViewStar. If it just depends if it's just a file server.
Well, that's why
the department,
you could always get a physical copy, and you'd have a physical copy. Then that you, if the electronic copy suddenly looks
different.
Wonky, look different,
yeah.
You know. So, I mean, that's just. None of us were thinking about it this way when we put this article down, and we weren't either.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah, we weren't.
The real concern is the timeline, though.
Well, the timeline and just how this is going to work. Yeah, I mean.
Well, there's never been a timeline before, so you're adding something new. So when you do that, we don't have a sense of how long it takes to do things. Do you see what I'm saying? So this is new.
But where did you change in your proposal? Where's the timeline element that you're?
Well, I think we used to say upon a reasonable advance notice, and I think that was something that you struck, and we didn't change it back because we were trying to conversation.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure that I'm seeing where the parts are. And
some of this we looked at and we said, gee, you know, we need to have a conversation about this before we start going in and editing. So.
Yeah, because we have different experiences in different departments. So, for example, in biology, if we ask for something like to put together a Tipparia folder, we get it really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's not the case in some of the other departments where it's, like, we have redundancy built in. So if Barbara Irwin Offit and error is gone, then someone else can access the file for us.
Yeah. Well, something to think about.
Well, it still says normally within the same business day, so it's, you know, if someone shows up at 4:30, they, you know, it's not reasonable to expect them to get it.
But also if the employee happens to be on leave.
Yeah, if they're on leave, if they're sick.
Tomorrow,
yeah, I mean.
As soon as possible, practical afterwards.
I think that still gives us enough wiggle room.
I mean, that's just, okay, we'll talk about it. I mean, when we take a break, we'll talk about it. I mean, it would be nice if we could get this one off the table. I just want to make sure that we are in agreement and we understand that these are, you know.
Yeah.
Because, and.
No, I think you're right, though. If someone is really concerned that file elements are going to change or disappear or something is going to get inserted, then they just print, they either save the file and then they've got a hard copy of it or an electronic copy. Or they print the hard copy and they can do the old-fashioned paginate and number and.
I think once it's in ViewStar, I don't see us being able to edit it. Okay. I've never tried. So.
And ViewStar,
you can make a new record.
You can make a new.
But you can't alter the document. I believe.
No, I think you have to make a copy and then edit the copy. Yeah. Yeah, you can't edit the document itself without making a copy first.
Well, as practicable is a wonderful phrase for that, if that will work for you.
Within the same business day or as practicable?
Mm-hmm.
Well, upon reasonable advance notice was struck. Why is that? I can't remember.
Well, just because then we get in this argument about what's reasonable.
Well, now we get an argument about what's practicable. So.
Yeah, it's sort of the same thing.
Well, you can also argue about what's normal. As soon as practicable, common normally within the same business day.
I mean, I think when you see normally within the same business day, it's.
Yeah.
It's, that's advice. Normal. If someone's gone and no one is a backup, that's abnormal.
Yeah.
You deal with it as soon as you possibly can.
So,
yeah. I mean, it's like going to any other.
Practical is a reasonable word to use for that, I think, but you can talk about it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the same thing if you go to, like, the town clerk's office or something and you need some document. They say, normally we can provide this in a day, and if you come in and they're off because of some leave or something, then
you're
stuck for another day or two. So.
Let's see. I think the other big. I think everything else is. Well, you wanted to change. Mine isn't lined. Numbered. In 11.8A.
Okay.
Such limited access status shall not apply to summary data by course for Common Core items contained in. We had student the regular language. The status quo was student evaluation something, and you wanted to change it to student perception of instruction. so that we know exactly what we're talking about, and I thought that was fine, so
okay.
We did that. The other thing was on 11.8B. Okay. Your last version, the last sentence of B, and I have your, let me see.
You've got an extra sentence that wasn't there.
No, you had added a sentence to that sentence saying, an investigation shall be presumed to be inactive if no finding is made within 90 days after the complaint was filed. And I was questioning what that meant, what you think that means, because I'm not sure that we're in agreement on that.
Okay. Yeah, I think I follow where you are.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway.
On the bar proposal, John's line...
62. Okay, so let me...
60 through 62.
Okay, so... The idea there is so that everybody knows when the records would no longer be confidential. So if there's not a finding within 90 days after the complaint was filed, then it's just assumed that that's inactive. That's an inactive file. Because the idea is that within that time frame, most of those proceedings are done.
Okay. And I think that is... I thought that was what you were talking about, so I'm going to let Mike address this now.
Well, we were looking at this section of the Florida statutes, which I
think... that's where you pulled
the language. Yeah, that's where you pulled the language from.
So we went back and looked at it. Careful.
And so this is a section of the statute on personnel records. It's not a section of the statute on investigations. So all this,
okay. All right,
all
this is a
different
has
to
one.
Do is whether or not something's available to the public. It doesn't mean that investigations. It's not defining when an investigation becomes terminated or inactive for other purposes other than releasing the records. So basically, what it's saying is that if you're conducting an investigation and 90 days goes by and you haven't hit one of these things yet, the records come open. It doesn't mean that the investigation stops or one of these results could not emanate at a later date. And I guess the purpose of that sentence, as I understand it, is that they're trying to prevent somebody from intentionally delaying an investigation to hide a document. So you
right.
Get this done by 90 days, great. You're confidential the whole time. If you're dragging your feet, at some point this is going to get released, and I guess the alternative is somebody could say if there wasn't something deeming it inactive for the purposes of the personnel records, somebody could just say I'm on my fifth year of an investigation, and I'm hiding a document. I'm going to bury a document in an investigation, and then no one will ever see it.
Yeah, I just. Saying that the investigation is still continuing, therefore it can't be revealed.
Right. You know, sometimes when we get into things like scientific misconduct investigations, it takes more than 90 days for some of those because they're complicated. And, I mean, we just want to make sure that if we include that language that there's an awareness that doesn't mean that the investigation is done. It just means at the end of 90 days, if we put it in the contract, somebody can come along and say, well, I want to see it. And, you know, it may not be to your advantage to see something when it's only halfway finished. But
it's part of Florida. I mean, it's part of state statutes.
Yes,
so.
It is. But, and I'm not saying that we would absolutely comply with statute. But a lot of people do not read the Florida statutes, but they will read your collective bargaining agreement if they're in your unit. So that, I just want to... Before we put this language in, we become very clear on what that means. In fact, I might be more tempted to actually put in the entire piece.
That's what I was just thinking, is put in that entire paragraph.
For the purposes of this paragraph clause, it's kind of important.
Yeah.
Well, because there's context.
Because there's context.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
On the other hand, I mean, do you want that in there?
Well, it's part of statutes, and so I think folks abiding by the statutes is, you know, that's important. And if everybody knows what they are, I mean, we could even reference a statute.
Well, I mean, we've had this book for a very long time with the reference to the statute and never included all that information. Now, I mean, I'm not going to tell you we shouldn't do it, but I'm just saying, you know.
Well, I think at least the sentence before it. Do we still have the reference to the statute in here?
Mm-hmm. We've always had it in. That's blue book language.
Well, can you show me where it is? I'm just not. Right. Oh, there's. Okay, I got it. Yep.
John,
line 47.
John, there's also at the end of the statute, in section 5 of the statute, says this section shall apply to records created after July 1st, 1995. So if you were employed before 95, then it doesn't apply.
I think it would be pretty unlikely that you would be referring to an investigation. I mean, maybe fraud on your CV or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But that would be pretty...
I don't know.
But there's no reason that...
From, what is that, 20 years?
I mean, sometimes it would be better just pointing somebody to a statute than putting the entire statute in the article, which is what we've sort of done with some of the titles, you know, the FMLA and Title VII. You know, we used to have just boatloads of language on all that stuff, and we just said, no, just go look at the statute.
And then if the statute changes, then we...
Well, part of the issue is, and the reason that we put this in the first place, that Part B, you know, 11.8, is because we've had employees come to us in the course, you know, of a grievance proceeding or disciplinary proceedings or whatever. They've become aware that lots of people in the administration know about what's going on, including a lot of folks who aren't in the chain of command and really shouldn't know what's happening. So that was the impetus for putting it in there.
I think you might want to look at the person more than the administrators. I find that they're the most chatty people of all. Don't tell anyone who listens.
Well, but it works. It works for everybody.
Yeah.
So if it's true for the employees, it's true for the administrators too. They're all people.
Well, once a final decision has been made, and the results are provided to the employees, the records are no longer confidential. I mean,
right.
And that is.
And that's important for everybody
to
realize.
For everybody.
Realize. No, I think everybody needs to realize that. Even though we've got open records laws and stuff, folks still sometimes
people
don't get it.
Yes,
yeah.
They don't get it.
I've gotten, I don't know how many emails from folks labeled confidential, and it's like, nope, once you emailed it to me, you just lost that confidentiality. But once you constructed it, I mean.
Yeah.
But what about putting in that, the part about an investigation shall be considered active? It's kind of the sentence that's not currently in this.
As long as it is continuing with a reasonable good faith anticipation,
yeah.
Then I don't have a problem with that.
No, I think that addresses the problem, doesn't it? I think that'll...
Where's that?
Before the statute.
Yeah, in the statute.
Oh.
An investigation shall, for purposes, an investigation, as long as it's continuing, yeah. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to protect the ability to do the investigation without having in the middle a bunch of stuff be dumped out into the public that isn't to anybody's advantage, and yet at the same time put people on notice that once the decision's made, it's open.
Mm-hmm.
This no longer protects you.
Right.
I like that.
And it also addresses Mike's example of not allowing someone to hide this by having a perpetually active, in quotes, investigation that actually isn't doing anything.
Yeah.
So what's the relationship between those two in the statute? Does the 90-day, does it say, the reasonable good faith anticipation will be made within the foreseeable future, but 90 days is the maximum?
Well,
is that what it's saying there?
No. What it's saying is that it's will be considered active as long as you're moving forward in good faith. But if you don't do something within 90 days, it becomes open, even though it may still be active. But then it becomes open to the public. Am I saying that correct?
Nothing to do with the conclusion or the activity of the investigation.
If you wanted to remain...
It's just about public, yes.
Yeah, because the
confidentiality.
By Twitter streams about how awful you way of being then concluded within 90 days.
Yeah, the whole purpose of this particular section is an exemption from the public records law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Temporary exemption.
Yeah, and that's the issue that people don't... You know, it's so hard... Living in this state,
I know it. It gets crazy sometimes.
Yeah,
I think for searchers it's particularly bad.
Anyway, I mean, I was at a town hall meeting the other day, and we had some local elected officials and county commissioners there, and they go to separate sides of the room because they don't want to even be seen greeting each other because they're worried about folks complaining that they're holding secret discussions and things. It's just they say hello and then they move. They all spread out.
Yeah. Okay, well, when we
why don't we put that in, and then I think we can do that one.
Maybe put this one to bed.
Two.
Yeah.
So if you're including the sentence first part of the last sentence here, shall be competent until the investigation ceases to be active, and then they define what ceases to be active means. There's nothing in the proposal about ceasing to be active apart from that last line. Don't you need the... Shall be confidential until it ceases to be active, clause 2?
It's not confidential until it ceases to be active.
Yeah.
Or it's confidential for 150 days or until it is concluded.
150?
Sorry,
90 days.
90 days. And then if it's concluded before that, the confidentiality is also done.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing in Part B that says it will be confidential until it is not active. So the point about becoming inactive is only about... It stays confidential until it ceases to be active. So then you need the mention of shall be confidential until it ceases to be active.
That's mentioned on your team.
Well, we want to make sure we get this right, so.
Well, we can look at it in caucus as well.
Yeah, we can look at it.
You're going to need Article 11 electronically as soon as I can get to my desk.
Okay. Well, do you want to put it on this since I haven't downloaded anything?
Sure.
Okay.
So,
Now where are we? All right. So.
Did you have some things you wanted to...
Do you have an easy one for us?
No.
No.
But,
there's no such thing.
But you were gonna, I think you were going to look at 16 in a caucus and the impact bargaining in a caucus.
Yes.
And we'll
go
on 11.
Fix 11.
Why don't we do that right now before we get ourselves more confused?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way we can, maybe we can sign, because there's some of these things we might be able to resolve.
Yeah, we should.
You just told me to put it on, just to pay with it. If we're going to work on it.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
We'll work on it.
Oh, okay. I returned it. Okay, got it.
Well, where should we begin?
Do we want to start with the impact bargain?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we looked at it, and we think that we're okay with the language that was in our second proposal, which I think is what you had looked at, right, and said it was okay. The only change that we were going to suggest is that at the end it says, it should be. So employees shall not be penalized on their...
This is the impact bargaining thing?
Yeah, it's on... It's a number... Should be number 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Employees shall not be penalized on their annual evaluation, promotion, and or tenure or awards. And so what we're suggesting is employees shall not be penalized on any evaluations and awards.
Okay.
So then we, because we've got a list of here are three, but there's probably stuff we didn't think about. So let's just make it evaluations and awards. Then it just covers everything.
You probably want evaluations or awards.
Right. Thank you. I was thinking that as I was saying it, but my brain wasn't sharp enough to correct it.
Okay, you want us to make that change and then we can...
Yeah, then we can TA that one.
Okay. I know. Slowly
but surely. Here's a slightly revised Article 11.
And I'll let Mike...
Okay.
I said I was going to let him talk last time, and I didn't, so I am mad. Anything,
you made him drive all the way down to Tallahassee. You got to let him do something, Sherry. He's got to quit coming.
My problem is today.
Could I have a coffee, please? Thank you. Thank you, Sherry.
Oh, it's numbered now.
Yeah.
We decided to kind of rework that sentence so that it now reads, however, if the investigation becomes inactive or a final decision in such a proceeding has been made, the results provided the employee the records are no longer confidential. Because we think that captures the statute.
And inactive is defined as 90 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, the way that I read the statute, an investigation can become inactive in one of two ways, I think. One of it, if someone is not making a good faith investigation, or 90 days.
So it can, oh yeah, whatever comes first. Or
It's possible. Like, for example, if somebody made a complaint that the investigation would only require a telephone call, and someone is not making the telephone call because they do not want the investigation to close, I guess somebody could technically come in and say, well, you haven't taken any action on this at all, and it's been a month. So we want the documents.
It's a weird choice of language in the statute, the active and inactive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's still technically ongoing, yet inactive.
It's an open investigation, but an inactive one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He said that.
I think that was what we got caught up on. Like, yes. Well, it's inactive and inactive.
It is. It's very easy to do that. I mean, we looked at it, you know.
I want to go cross-eyed.
Are you marking something?
So that's
yeah. Do you want to just step out in the hall real quick?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me pause the recording. Oops. There.
Yeah, leave it in the hall.
Okay, we're going to make a suggestion about some language to include around line 65 and 66.
Okay.
Just to basically incorporate what Mike just said about how investigations become inactive.
Okay.
And so since Mason understands this the best, and to prevent confusion and translation, he's going to explain it.
The line you've got there, if an investigation becomes inactive, or there's no decision, the records are no longer confidential. Having the statute's definition of what an active means, that for the purposes of this paragraph, where it says in the statute, for the purposes of this paragraph.
So you're saying insert that.
Be considered active as long as it's continuing to face anticipation of a result. It's no longer active after 90 days. So take those two sentences straight out of the statute,
right,
just to define what an active means.
Okay, Sherry's another thought.
All right. I had thought I'd capture what you were saying, and I said something similar, but what I said is, okay.
I'm sorry, where are you?
I'm at line 64.
Okay.
She added.
After and others by court order. That was the end of the last sentence. And I said, such records remain confidential until the investigation ceases to be active. An investigation shall be considered active as long as it is in opinion with reasonable good faith anticipation that, that a finding will be made in the foreseeable future. However, once a final decision has been made and the results provided to the employee, the records are no longer confidential.
There's also
the 90 days
after the complaint is filed.
All right, you're dead certain you want that 90 days in there.
Can you give us a good reason why we would be concerned about that?
It's there whether we put it in there or not.
Advertising it doesn't make it not apply.
It's just making sure everybody realizes that 90 days and TV stations and newspapers can get a hold of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to advertise that, it's up to you. I mean, it's your, you know, Mike, I said I wasn't going to say anything.
So your concern is that news outlets may read our CBA and not statutes?
No, I'm not concerned about that, but...
Are we concerned that people might not file a complaint because it could go to the news after 90 days?
No.
I think we just think it's too much detail.
I think you are better off when you have confusing statutory language, or dense statutory language as we have, what we have been trying to do in recent years is to take out statutory language because it tends to be dense and confusing and so forth. So I'm not sure why we are now moving to include statutory language that is equally dense and confusing.
Well,
for years we have just said, we've just referred to the statute.
Well,
and
this particular passage is not well crafted.
No.
I mean, that's part of the issue.
And that's why I wonder why we want to kind of reverse where we've been and move into that direction again with something that's really confusing.
But there's only one exclusion at this point, and that is the 90 days. I mean, density, I mean, the other language, good faith, you know,
that
stuff is far more dense than 90 days.
But our original, that was my attempting to
meet. I think Mike's coming up with something.
Mason's objection, but not...
Well,
what we had originally, what Mike had come up with, I think, was much simpler.
I was just trying to do it simpler. Somebody, you know, we could say, if the investigation becomes inactive, as defined in 1012.91.
Why don't we just do that?
Mm-hmm. And then somebody can.
Does that seem reasonable? Are you sure?
It seems reasonable.
Let's, yeah.
Like
that seem reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
It's pointing people at exactly where the language is.
We need the language of active and inactive as opposed to the records are confidential until the decision has been made, until there's no more progress being made, or until 90 days.
So did you just handwrite it in so that we can sign off on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
what I brought.
And we did make one other change. And I think that we had talked about it, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. You have something?
Go ahead with what you were.
On line 13 and 14, we had said, normally within the same business day or as soon as practicable thereafter. Will that work for you?
Can think about Christmas, you know, that time.
Yeah. It's just then people argue about it. I mean, it's normally gives us enough wiggle room, and then folks aren't going to be arguing about what practicable means. I think we understand what normally...
All right, as long as we got it on tape that we have agreed on what that means.
Yeah. I mean... All right, so we just
I'm serious, Mason, because we do argue about these things.
Yeah,
like
and when we're putting in, you know, more hazy words, it's just... The haze is getting thicker. All right, so on line 15... The grammar police are coming out now.
Okay.
Insure with an I should be ensure with an E.
Oh.
And then on line 68.
Wait, where?
Up
15 is an E instead of an I.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she likes it. Yeah. Okay. But that's Blue Book book language, right? We'll just fix it.
We'll fix it. And then on line 68 on the far right side, it says in additional. It just should say in addition.
Oh, yeah.
And then in lines 69 and 70, we need to go on a witch hunt and replace it with that. And then...
So on 69
in the center, and then 70 over on the left side.
Records
which,
that identify.
Yeah, that identify. And then you can strike in line 70 where it says the identification of the complainant. We can strike that, the lead to identification of the complainant.
Strike which part?
The. It doesn't have any information content. I think that'll be okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going right to statute and directing people right to it. I mean,
okay.
As long as the legislature doesn't tweak it between now and then.
Well, if they do, then we'll still be accurate.
Yeah.
Where if we've paraphrased it,
we're trying to follow the statute, whatever they
think
the statute to be.
Yeah,
we'll remain. In compliance with.
Oh my God, and you might actually TA on two things today.
Okay, well, how do we want to TA this one? Because do we have one that's right. got.
Do we have enough change? I think we have enough changes so that Charlie should make them.
I'll make them because Charlie's over
okay.
here taking
no,
them.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I'll
sorry.
Take it right.
I'm not sure.
No,
but I came up with two.
I'll take them for you.
Thank you.
I'm not as good, but.
All right.
I'll do my best.
It won't take that long. We just need. A few copies, right?
And the impact bargaining. Aren't we going to TA on that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's TA on that.
Does that require changes?
No.
Just that one change.
It's on your version.
Just the last line. Is there any annual evaluation or any evaluation
awards? Yeah.
Exactly.
He circled
yep.
it.
Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm pointing to there, Charlie?
The employee should not be penalized on any evaluations or awards, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it? Yeah.
So that just substitutes for that.
Yeah. I'm going to take out there.
Replaces. Grammar again. Shelly?
All right.
20 minutes.
Okay. We're watching.
Sure. It was an inauspicious start on the part of both teams. They managed to actually accomplish something.
I'm shocked. This is so frustrating right now. We have so much. Let's move. Go.
Well,
I can't believe we just spent an hour and a half on evaluation file.
And
trying to figure out what active and inactive investigations are, even though they're
that
both
ongoing.
That
is just clunky language in statute.
Statutes are not...
I was telling Sherry a story that when I was an intern at the legislature 100 years ago, but I'm sure it's still the case. There's like in the bowels of the legislature, in the Capitol, there's this room, and on the outside of it is a plaque, and the plaque just says B-I-L-L. Then D-R-A-F-T-I-N-G, Bill Drafted. And that's where all the language comes from. Like committees and legislators say, you know, but the legislature all refer, there's just like people in there that are not little flashlights. Like no one can talk to them, you know. And, but people would talk as if there was a person named Bill Drafting. So they would go like, was Bill Drafting by earlier today? They would all say like, somebody needs to call Bill and see if he's got some time. Because nobody knew who was in there, really, kind of, you know. Bill Drafting.
Do you want to take two more while Charlie's coming back?
Sure.
All right, so we've got a package deal for you.
Okay.
So these two are coming together because... So the intent here on our part is that we accept both of these as a package because you'll see where the tie-ins are.
Okay.
So let me go back and make sure that I've got mine where it's supposed to be. because we can do some horse trading. So let's start with Article 7. So this is the minutes, regulations, budgets, and reports. Okay. And I'm trying to be as consistent as I can. So this was tracked off of your last proposal. Mm-hmm. The gray are all the elements that were in there that we just brought in from yours.
Okay.
The yellow are parts that are different. And one of the differences in here is that we'll agree to having the CBA not be provided as hard copies, printed hard copies, put it on the website.
That would save us a lot of money.
If, or as the mathematicians say, if and only if, in Article 2, recognition, UFF has the opportunity, where is it? On lines 61 to 63 during faculty orientations to address faculty during the new hire orientations.
Okay.
So that's currently done by HR staff. And so if UFF is allowed to do that instead, we're willing to not have hard copies printed and save some trees.
Yeah.
Oh, and then on 1.3A, with a Board of Trustees meeting, the minutes the university posts, mm-hmm. and so we don't need to have a copy given to us. We just go. I mean, we go to the website anyway.
I was
going to
say, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, but if we can still get a copy of the agenda when the board does, then we'll know what's on there. So that part we still would like to have.
Okay.
And then in line 39, we're just flipping that to be the positive. So instead of saying it shall not be denied, shall be provided. So it's not an intent to change the language, it's just mm-hmm. to change the tone. And then coming back to Article 7, because we had a discussion last time, the uncertainty about the UCF ID and whether that would be allowable as an identifier,
yeah.
the next best thing would probably be the email addresses, that those tend to be more stable. And so if we could substitute that, then we might be able to TA two more.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick caucus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
we've got something for you after that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Speaking of email addresses, Pegasus, apparently, they like to keep that for really super special things, as I suspected they would. But they came up with a different one that I kind of like. They came up with several, a couple I had run by Joel, and I haven't gotten back to them yet. But one that I sort of liked was forever at ucf.edu.
Is it the domain name for
the retired
for
faculty?
Now, would that conflict with also the remembrance organization? For instance, like the Forever Knights?
There's a Forever Knights?
Yes, that's the...
Yeah, that's the only thing I was thinking about.
I ran this through Grant Heston's shop, and
okay.
he's in charge of all of that stuff, and that's what this... That
okay,
was
that's
of,
the...
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the Eternal Knights.
Eternal Knights.
That's what I was thinking.
No, because I had the same thing pop in my head. That sounds like a...
No, it's Eternal Knights.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I thought Eternal Knights was kind of nice, but I don't know.
It is kind of nice, except for that one element that might cause confusion.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, it's cute.
Anyway, just a thought. We'll take this and...
Oh, we need to... We wanted to know...
Oh, yes. This one's paused. That one should flash when it's paused. Press it again. Not as super hard here. Again, lightly. There you go.
All right, now it's on. I turned it off.
See, you might want to.
Here you go.
Make clear that this is a continuation
back.
Of the previous.
This is a continuation of the.
So say it's May 22nd.
The May 22nd.
Yeah.
Negotiations.
Thanks. Ashley.
Subsequent to.
Okay.
Big caucus.
So,
I turned that one on already.
Oh, okay, good.
That one's already on? Okay, good. I'm going to get, let's see. These are without tracking.
Hey,
and then
John.
These are.
Is Anna out without tracking again?
Take a look.
These are with tracking?
Yes.
Or without tracking. John, without tracking.
That's with tracking, it has the red at the bottom.
Yeah, I've got that one.
I got them.
Do you have the clean ones?
John has one under his elbow. There were only two.
Oh, there were only two.
There's only two because you only need a sign. Unless
yeah.
you
yeah.
really, really need a lot of copies, I didn't want
to.
No.
First of all, I looked at him when you said John, and I looked at my own elbow.
All I did is I did it with I had all the tracking and then I just said accept all changes. I printed those copies and then I went back to my original tracked version, so I always have that tracked version. But the red bar, it came right from this right here.
Okay, so we can TA the impact bargaining part.
Down. Oh, I think he's got two over there he's going to do it on, so.
Can't even sign my own name.
Did we talk about 11 at all while I was gone?
You printed 11.
I know, did we talk about it though?
No.
Okay, or. Alright, so. Just so you know, I brought back 11. Oops.
Okay,
here's your handwriting from that.
They put two other articles on the table as a package.
I just initialed the first page. Don't sign the second. That's okay.
I didn't.
I think we do it with all of us.
All right.
Did we have enough copies for me? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he has one down there. Is this? Okay. Alright, so this is as a package,
yep.
Composite Exhibit 4.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
So once you send those to John, you can keep that. Because I should have the signatures on all pages. And I'll keep this.
Okay, I see what happened. We're okay.
Okay, good. All right.
All right. Where are we?
Okay, but then now we're moving on to 11.
Okay.
Is there
11?
I'm sorry, you have them all.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. Did we need
There's
a clean copy?
There's only I only printed four just because I wanted to make sure that there were no markups on it. You said 11 when I left the room. You said 11 was okay that
mm-hmm.
I handed you
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
changes to ensure and that the witch
yep.
hunt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can
have
just
all the copies.
So we can just sign these two without having a clean
see.
Copy.
Did you just
did
Charlie?
I pass those on?
There was no. He's asking Charlie, is there a clean copy of this?
Oh, do you want me to do one without? I mean, I can go get it.
I'm okay with this.
We'll get it all. We'll clean it up when we finish. We don't need to have. We can sign this.
Oh, okay.
All right. As long as you're good signing it, I've got two over here.
All right. So we just
do
one.
Yeah. And are you signing your whole name just in one page or both pages?
I'm doing both.
Okay.
Chuck, this is because you started this fan line.
It's all my fault?
Yeah.
And I didn't wear my...
being quiet over
this
there.
Is the curse of the Bambino.
I didn't wear my Yankee hat today either.
Yeah, you need a stamp.
No, you need the wax. You need the seal.
Then you have to melt the wax, pour it on.
It becomes like a decree. But yes, just the stamp.
These are extra copies you need. There's seven.
Yeah, I just need this.
There's one.
Yeah. No,
Charlie.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. There's
a whole stack of extra copies.
Okay, thank you.
And here's the executed Article 1.
Executed 11, and then there's an executed impact bargaining supplement.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
So Article 1.
And we have two more things to give you.
Okay.
The first one will be kind of short.
It's just the first page.
Oh no, this is.
That's your copy.
Yeah, no, I want to give this to them because that's a full copy.
Yeah,
the only change to our proposal for sabbaticals and professional development leaves is that yellow on the first page. And so that's why we just printed the first page for everybody else, but we gave you one copy that's got all the changes on it. And it's just cleaning up the language. That's all we're doing on that one.
Okay, and we're going to discuss this at our next meeting with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
All right,
so Janet can talk about
that.
Okay, good.
You take that, Sherry. I'm going to take just the first page.
Okay.
And we'll Charlie the full version. I'm going to give
you
the full version.
Thank you, okay.
Yeah. And when we give you the electronic version, it'll be the full
six.
Full thing.
Yeah.
Trying to save some trees.
Six.
All right, and then this one, since we're already running over time, this is Article 23. giving it to you ahead of time.
Okay, so 16 died all the way around today. Okay.
We tried again.
We tried, and we.
That's okay.
We were trying to even finish it in our caucus, and we.
No big deal.
Wait, they got versions that are color, right?
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. It's pretty straightforward. So it's got across the board 3%, which is right about where the inflation rate's running now. Merit increases of 2%. The same equity salary increase that we've had all along. And then most of the rest is just pulling in language that's drifting off in the web for the different awards. There's ADI over in 23.8. And then for the administrative salary stipends and other compensation like that, what we're suggesting is to start tracking what that compensation is so that we can get a record and figure out, okay, how much is being supplied for all those sorts of things. And then just providing us with written notification the same way. It's supposed to be. That's what's being done now, anyway,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just
well, we're getting notified of when it starts, but
when it
also
starts, right? But also when it stops.
Also notifying when. Yes. Also be notified when it stops.
And we realize that you're going to need to take these and look at them and compare the language and all that. That's why we wanted to get it to you today.
And the other, are you done with?
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say a couple of other things. One. The TIP eligibility, you'll see that has changed again.
Changes every time.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
well,
new administration.
It doesn't change every time.
So.
It gets talked about every time.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
And the other thing that I think it makes a lot of practical sense is trying to align the Teaching Excellence Awards with the TIP application material so they're not two completely different application packages. And trying to align the RIA too, and hopefully we can get the Teaching Excellence Awards online along with the TIPS. Same sort of system. That's the hope.
Okay. I see we have some new awards.
Those are just pulling in awards.
Those are
existing awards.
Existing awards at the institution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we didn't have them all listed.
Yeah, okay.
So next time, we will have 16. We should have 17.
Mm-hmm. We will.
What other ones?
So I have a question about the increases. Just Meritella increases. This is the same language that you've used in the
That's
past.
That's from 2 years ago.
Because we didn't have any, so you just
pulled it from two years ago.
Pulled it forward. So the distribution of 1.0 and 1.7, that's just the same way we've been doing it all these
years.
For equity salary increases, I noticed that there's a strike. Can you tell me what the reason for that is?
It just goes to all employees instead of to some subset.
Okay, and what do you... So this would now go to visiting.
Mm-hmm.
It would go to auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
It would go to CNG.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I understood what you were doing. And you've changed a bunch of dates there. That's just to shift things to another time frame?
Correct.
Okay. I mean, we understand the dates are going to change. I mean, that's just to put it into next year.
That's one of my questions is, okay.
Yeah. We at least have the right year done.
Yeah.
Well, we hope.
Hopefully the right year.
Right, okay.
I should have said that out loud.
Effective August 6th is going to be a mess for people, just so you know, because
the dates are just the dates.
The contracts
yeah,
would be done, so that
yeah.
would be
that's just
a hideous, nice. Hideous mess.
That's,
okay.
We don't
it's a placeholder.
We don't expect.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just telling now.
Whenever the appropriate date is.
Just for the future, know that... Because of the way our insurance is paid, HR has told me they want it to be the second paycheck of the month, because that way you've paid for your insurance already for the next month, and they don't have to send out all these notices that you owe money for insurance purposes. Okay, so you're going to be like this much short, and then people get this notice saying their insurance is going to be canceled if they don't do the things, and we've already sent the money to the state, but it doesn't catch up. And that's why, so just so you know, when you're thinking about dates, know that it's always going to be, we're always going to recommend that second pay period in a month for insurance purposes. Okay, that's what I was told. I'm repeating it. I'm not going to put my life on it, but that's what I understand.
No, that would be good, because a lot of people don't do what I do, which is I take that first notice and I file it and I wait for the second or third notice to show up, because I figure things are crossing in the mail.
Good to know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just so you understand the rationale.
Salary increases and things like that, Toby.
So the second
paycheck
of the
month.
It is. Because if your salary increases and in between insurance payments, then you end up owing money for your insurance. That's what I was told. Anyway, okay.
Okay, well, that also explains why we get that.
Insurance is a flat rate, isn't it?
No, not for all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well,
and there's some that depend on...